Welcome to the Passage to Profit Show, the Road to Entrepreneurship podcast. It's time for your new business journey. We'd like to ask our panel, when you look back, what was the one decision or moment that changed the trajectory of your business, and what did it cost you to make that decision? Welcome to the show, Matt. Good to have you here. What was the one decision that you made that changed the trajectory of your business?
I love that question. So as we were building One River School, I mentioned earlier, we opened one in Englewood, September 2012. So I'm going to actually kind of break it down into three moments, but it's kind of part and parcel of the same logic. I said I was going to prove concept with the first school and not open anymore if I couldn't do it well. We got that first one done, and then we went from 1 to 15 in 3 years, and then COVID. So the one decision that I made was when we went into that COVID window, don't run out of cash, jump all in with full body, stabilize the business, but to use this window of time where we theoretically couldn't open a whole lot more schools to dramatically improve how we did every aspect of our business. So while that was a very strange time for everyone, we used that COVID window and the 2 years thereafter to refine every operational component of our business. So now we're prepared to scale. We're starting to franchise. We've built cash resources and reserves, and we're in a better place than we've ever been. So sometimes people get that bug to grow, grow, grow. Sometimes, no, you want to get to a certain trajectory, pause and refine, refine and learn before you push play on that hockey stick growth.
Perfect. Thank you. Eleanor Kubacki, welcome to the show. What was the one decision that you made that changed the trajectory of your business?
For me, it's a mentality of always looking at things from a positive perspective and saying yes. I got a phone call. It was about 15 years ago. And you guys probably remember Prince Tennis. And we got a call from them to do their packaging. And they gave us a really low ball number to design their packaging. And we sat, and I remember being in my office and thinking, oh my gosh, that is just so below market value. And I said, but you know what? My daughter's playing tennis, and this is the premier tennis brand. I said, yes. And for me, that led us to doing the global rebrand. Within that year, we got to do a global rebrand for Prince Sports. And for me, I've always taken those opportunities. And sometimes you feel a little pressure because, you know, during, you know, different times of growth, sometimes it's hard to take those opportunities where you know for a fact you will lose money. But I have found that almost always when I'm so committed and passionate about whether it's a brand, a service, a person, that if I believe in it, it doesn't really matter what the dollar amount is. It's really about what you can build together. And taking those shots, I'm always one to take those shots. If someone has an idea, come bring it to me because I love ideas and I love branding them and bringing them to market. So for me, that was a really big turning point for me to see your something that you create as an agency all throughout the world. It was really beautiful. So that for me was a big one.
Yeah, that sounds huge. And sometimes playing the long game can make a difference, right? It's, you know, if, especially if they understand, well, this is like a one-time thing. This is a get-to-know-you kind of project, and doing a little favor for them can sometimes, you know, take you to bigger and better things.
So. Absolutely.
Antonio Tamayo, what's the one decision that you made that changed the trajectory of your business?
Back in January of 2024, I was invited to PodFest by yourself and your wife, and I was introduced to the idea of having my own podcast. And, you know, I was like, me out of all people, and you guys were like, yeah. And I started my own podcast, and I absolutely love it. And it's opened so many tremendous doors for me. I get emotional because every time I come here, it's like the first time for me. And I never take it for granted. And a lot of the things that you said today, the both of you, resonate with me, right? Because it speaks truth about being a true entrepreneur. But for me, having my own podcast, not only have I met amazing people, but I love radio and I always have, but it's changed so much and it's what helped me launch my jewelry line. That's what did it. And that was a big turning point for me.
You're a natural, Antonia. You are. So you belong on the airwaves for sure. Elizabeth.
Well, it was actually kind of a combination of something that you and I did together before COVID.
Can we talk about this?
Yes, we can talk about this. So, Matt made me think about this. This isn't even going to be my answer today. But before COVID, Richard and I were coming into the iHeart studios every single week and recording our show at iHeart every single week. And then when COVID hit, we're like, well, we don't want to give that up. So we had a conference room with a couple mics. It wasn't very good. So Noah was like, what am I supposed to do with this? Like, this sound is terrible. I don't know why I want to put this on the radio. But Richard went out and figured it out and bought, well, he didn't go out. He ordered from Amazon. Bought, like, super good, high-quality sound equipment and cameras. And we set up a studio in one of the many unused rooms in the law firm during COVID, right? And started recording the podcast on Zoom, but with super high-quality equipment. And that really was a change because now we do some of these. We use Riverside now. We do some episodes on Riverside. So we get people from LA who are really high-powered who don't want to make the trip into New York right now. And from all over the country.
Shame on them.
Yeah. But we switched, and COVID forced a switch from just in person to sometimes in person, sometimes on Zoom. And that really has made a huge difference.
Well, thank you for that. For myself, one of the things that's been lately changing the trajectory of our business, Gearhart Law, specializing in intellectual property, patents, trademarks, and copyrights, was we hired a new management team. So before, I was managing the law firm, and I'm a lawyer. I'm not really a manager. So we got some people in who are fractional CEO in and a fractional CFO and a fractional COO, and Elizabeth's always been the CMO. And so that's the sort of a interim chief executive officer, financial officer, operations person. And they've really started to change things, and they're doing stuff that I used to have to do. And that frees up time for me to screw around and surf the internet. No, I go out and develop business and think strategically and all those kinds of things.
When you've been doing it for 20 years almost.
I have.
In a couple months, it'll be 20 years.
20 years, yeah. It's time for a break, isn't it?
So time for a party.
It's time to screw around a little bit. Anyway, so that's it for your new business journey. If you enjoyed this episode, subscribe to the podcast and leave a quick review. Also, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and X, and subscribe to our YouTube channel for bonus content.